Welcome to Money Mind with me, Chewy Lin, and Stanley Leong. Now, Stanley, I remember when I first started work in the civil service more than 10 years ago, and back then I actually had my own desk and a cubicle.
Wow. Any windows?
I did.
Oh.
And a plant. So what a luxury that was.
Yeah, I mean, today I think it's only very senior executives who kind of have their own desks, not to mention their own office space, yes. The ones that you have a room and you can close the door. Hot desking has become the norm. And this is basically meaning to say you have no more fixed desk. You don't have your own kind of table and chair. You can sit wherever you want. Now, companies that have adopted hot desking, or what's called activity-based working, claim that it fosters greater teamwork as well as efficiency. And let's find out if it really works.
And joining us is someone from the company that popularized the concept of activity-based working. She's Yolanda Meehan, Managing Partner in Southeast Asia and Japan of Veldhonen Company. We also have Martin Low, Managing Director at the German audio company Sennheiser Electronic Asia, which has introduced activity-based working in its workspaces. So, Yolanda, tell us, how did your company come up with this concept of hot desking or activity-based working?
Great. Good morning. Maybe just to clarify, hot desking and activity-based working are two totally different concepts, which is all good. Great opportunity to clarify that. Activity-based working started from the very principle that knowledge workers can actually work from any time, anywhere, provided they have the right IT tools and the right work settings, and that they are empowered by management and trusted to take decisions about their day-to-day work. Of course, one of the consequences of such a business choice would be that your real estate strategy, your workplace strategy, ideally supports that. Unfortunately, sometimes when that workplace strategy is implemented, in addition or instead of offering employees a lot of choice where they can work from to be rightfully supported for their activities, hot desking was implemented, right, as a way to basically save real estate costs. But with hot desking, you don't have really a choice. The only choice you have is between a desk and another desk and another desk, and there are not enough of them, right, like you mentioned. While with activity-based working, if you look at the physical design, you would have a lot of choice, a lot of opportunity to choose the right setting based on your activity.
But do the two always go together?
Not necessarily, no. There are many cases where in activity-based working, you end up with a mix of maybe fewer desks than people, but a lot of other choice. There are cases where, depending on your activity, you end up with one-on-one desks for people plus a lot of other choice. So it's all depending on the organization's needs and the specific activity of that particular organization. It's not just a one-size-fits-all.
Yolanda, when you say choice, what kind of choices, what kind of configurations are we meant to think about?
To think of, yeah. Well, if you could imagine a knowledge worker, for example, needs time during the day to focus, right? So you would want to have a setting, whether that's an enclosed room or so on, where you can go for a few hours, do your work, head down, not be disturbed by anybody passing by, saying hello to you, not a manager trying to call you with something urgent, just to get your work done, right? That could be one setting. Afterwards, you might want to have a chat with one of your colleagues. Maybe that chat is not confidential. So you could think of a nice setting where you're just having basically a catch-up over a coffee with one of your colleagues.
Like a pantry that's comfortable.
For example, or like just a nice cozy corner where you're maybe semi-enclosed or not fully enclosed, where you can still hear what's going on. But it's also not something where, you know, you're having a confidential conversation. Afterwards, you might just want to catch up on your emails, case in which you could go and sit yourself at a, I don't know, desk or another type of setting in a bit more semi-open setup, right? So you are fine with noise around you, with people passing by, saying hello to you, sharing an anecdote. So these are a few of the choices, yeah.
I'm curious, why can't all this be done with a cubicle?
I think that's a very good question. So if you really think of at cubicle, most of us, we can really do one activity there very well, which is an individual process focus, a process type of work, right? You can't fully focus on a cubicle. That's why many times people use headphones to try to isolate the noise around them. Also, it's not so handy to make calls, either because you might be disturbed or disturb others. And it's definitely not very conducive for having ad hoc chats with other people around you, right? Because you're protected or inveiled in these particular walls that somehow protect you for separate you from the rest of the teams.
Well, if you've got a comment on experience about activity-based working, perhaps that is the environment that you're currently working in and you'd like to share your thoughts and experiences about how it's working for you or not, do feel free to send us a WhatsApp message at 963-11938.
Well, let's bring in Martin. He's the managing director at the German audio company Sennheiser Electronic Asia, which has introduced activity-based working in its workspaces. So, Martin, tell us when and why did Sennheiser introduce activity-based working?
All right. We first introduced activity-based working when we moved into our new office in October of last year. And, of course, one of the main reasons why we introduced ABW was because we were in a sort of a transition from a clan culture towards an adhocracy culture. Basically, we want to introduce more creativity, foster greater collaboration among the staff, and most importantly, we wanted to empower the people so that there's more openness, there's more trust, and that was the direction that we wanted to go.
Did you just say adhocracy?
Yes.
Oh, I've just come to learn a new word, adhocracy. Adhocracy. So what was the reception like by staff? I mean, has it really worked out for them? What are the joys that they vouch for?
Actually, when we first mooted the idea of introducing ABW, there were a lot of concerns, a lot of reservations among the staff. And of course, with the help of Yolanda, we introduced, we had a few workshops and we dealt with the feedback, the concerns. And after we moved into our new office, of course, we were concerned that there was going to be continuous feedback. However, after 4 to 6 weeks, everything fell in its place. And what we did was we did a couple of temperature checks and the staff was generally very happy with ABW. They felt more energetic, they sense more collaboration among the different teams. And altogether, it was really an excellent experience for us.
Could you give us a sense of what it was like at Sennheiser before the move and what it's like now?
Walk us through your office.
All right. First of all, at our old office, I just want to let you guys know that we had no windows. So we had no natural light.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. So it can rain outside, but we had no clue. And when we opened the door, oh, it's raining. You know, so it was really interesting. And one thing that I felt existed in the old office was so-called silos. The salespeople will stick together with the salespeople. Marketing will go out for lunch together with the marketing colleagues. And the support staff will hang around with each other. So there were basically silos, which I felt it. And of course, after we introduced ABW, we had a very nice office. And we had this area we called the Team Connect Zone. It's essentially the pantry. We had a very nice coffee machine. We have a foosball table. And basically, this was the center and heart of the office. And a lot of people congregate at this area. And there was a lot of collaboration. And of course, I see a lot more interaction that I didn't seen before.
Very interesting that Martin has painted that picture. And while he was mentioning some of the facilities and items that are in place at your workspace, it reminds me of what we have here in MediaCorp. We have those facilities. We have the foosball table. We have a table tennis table on the 9th floor. We've got all these different concepts of configurations of small little chairs with a small table where 4 people can sit and have, you know, some sort of brainstorming session. We should do that sometime, William, upstairs. Not that we don't have enough brainstorming already. And there are some of those ledges where you can just do your work over those ledges, peering over 3 floors down from the 12th floor. So we do have those kind of facilities right here at our workplace, but we don't see that used and utilized very well. What could be the problem here? Because, you know, we do have all these facilities, but it's just not being used very well. Is it a culture thing maybe?
Well, I don't want to pass any judgments about your own organization, but sometimes we do see that being the case. And I think we need to go back to what I was saying before, which is activity-based working is the belief that you should empower and trust people to carry out their best work based on the choice whatever fits best for them. So in some companies, if you don't, if you only make the physical changes, but you do not actually accompany it with a lot of management, leadership awareness, a lot of staff engagement that co-create that whole concept, if you do not remind people that they are supposed to trust each other, and trust you don't build in a day, right? It takes months to build trust. If you do not empower employees, sometimes explicit empowerment is necessary, then they don't necessarily avail of it, right? They might feel a bit guilty for being on the table having a coffee because maybe the boss raises the eyebrows and goes like, oh, how come you're not working at the moment? They might feel a bit guilty by playing on that foosball table and so on.
Right.
So I think fundamentally it's about the trust that you're giving the employees and giving each other an empowerment to just work differently.
I like that, because oftentimes it's not just about the whatever physical infrastructure you provide your workplace and your staff, but also what's management doing about it? Are they encouraging people? Like it brings to mind Facebook when I was visiting Facebook HQ in Silicon Valley. The staff are encouraged to go on walking meetings. You know, they have a nice kind of walkabout, and it almost looks like Universal Studios. As you take a walk down, you could get free ice cream on the way, and that sort of setting and environment and culture, I think that comes down from the top. So I think that also needs to be reinforced. If you're going to be providing all the infrastructure but not backing it up, then it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, fully agree.
What advice can both of you give to companies who are planning to make the transition to activity-based working and need to kind of lessen the anxiety among their staff who might not be used to this change?
Well, I believe that in order to be successful in ABW, it has to start from the very top. And just to share, before in our old office, I had a huge office. We could probably fit 7 or 8 people in there. However, I have a maximum of 5 to 6 visitors a day, and the space was underutilized. And after we moved to our new office, all I had was a locker to put some of my stuff, my bag. But what I really enjoyed was I felt a lot closer to the people, because I sit in different desks every day. If I need to focus, I have a deadline to meet, I'll go to the library, which is a focus zone. There's no talking, there's no mobile phones, no discussions. So I really enjoyed the freedom to choose the space that I wanted. If I wanted to be interactive, I felt very social that day, I will bring my laptop, I will just locate myself in the pantry, in the Team Connect area, and I can hear discussions around me, and the people no longer have the invisible barrier. You know, in Asian culture, you know, when you see the boss coming, you tend to gravitate away from your boss.
I think it's called Siam.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So basically, what happens was now that I am sitting among the staff, all the time, they don't feel this invisible barrier that exists anymore. So I really felt closer to the organization. I can feel the pulse of the company. And this is really good for decision making, to be able to sense the morale and motivation of the team.
Is this a key component of activity-based working, Yolanda, for the boss to be part of it as well, as opposed to being shut up in his ivory tower?
Yeah, we always advocate that the more leadership, the more involved leadership is, the more successful chances for success and for sustainability of the concept you have. I would also say something based on Martin's earlier remark, involving the employees very early in the process and addressing those concerns. Some of them are extremely human, natural fears. You know, I'm losing the feeling that I've got a personalized space. How will I find each other or my colleagues? Will I still be feeling part of the team or not? Addressing all those concerns earlier on and going through the journey of change together with them, I think that's extremely important. And last but not least, having the right technology and the right IT tools to support that, that becomes also a very important element.
Right. We have been talking about activity-based working. Perhaps this is somewhat of a concept that your organization might be interested to consider, or if it's already in place, you can look at some management support as well as backing beyond just the infrastructure that's in place to promote and facilitate activity-based working concepts. We have been speaking with Yolanda Meehan, who is managing partner in Southeast Asia and Japan of Velduen and Company. And we also have Martin Low, who is managing director at German audio company Sennheiser Electronic Asia, and that's where they've introduced activity-based working in their workspace. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're a tricky player.